Blog Talk Radio. Did you know most dish soaps don't remove all the grease, even with scrubbing?
What? I just cleaned those.
Try Dawn Platinum. It removes 99% of grease and food residue. That's why Dawn is trusted to save wildlife affected by oil. Dawn Platinum cleans to the squeak.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
At first we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable, ain't doing no things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you got to use my car, drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me, ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You trifling,
good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller, when times get hard, need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Buy me gifts with my own hands, haven't paid the first bill, but you better head into the mall. Going on shopping sprees, perpetrating to your friends that you be falling. And then you use my cell phone, calling whoever that you think at home. And then when the bill comes, all of a sudden you be acting dumb. Don't know where none of these calls come from. Your mama's number still more than one. You're trifling,
good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller, when times get hard, need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Pay the bills, keep paying the telephone bills.
Bills, pay my telephone bills, pay my automobile, then maybe we could chill. I don't think
This is a product of WBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Garman, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Today, we are going to be discussing the following question. Do you have a gold digger mentality, male or female? I came up with this topic while talking to a male friend of mine who introduced me to a few gold digger videos on YouTube. And frankly, it was embarrassing. It was just embarrassing. Well, there was a lady number one. There was a man in a sweatsuit, a basic sweatsuit, and he was asking a woman for directions and asked if he could use her cell phone to call his family nearby. He made himself very compelling in the process. She called him a lot of names and refused to help him, and his sweatsuit did not look bad. It wasn't dirty. It wasn't anything like that. It was just, she just, I guess, had standards until she saw his whip. It was a Lamborghini, and he was getting into his car, and she ran a half of a block down the street to finally let him use her phone. She, of course, asked for a ride when she got in and something to eat and for him to take him shopping, and she didn't even know his name. After he declined all three of the offers, she resorted to one last thing she had left, and that was sex. So that's kind of where I am with that. So do you feel that many young women possess this mentality? And if they do, why do they possess this mentality? What is the problem with this mentality? What type of mentality should we be striving for as women? Before we begin, I want to say thanks to everyone for supporting my show. I want to especially thank the ONE Dynasty family for their support, as well as the support I received from Brother O. I thank you for giving me, Dr. O now. I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity to share my point of view, and I want to take a moment to mention to you all again what my show Breaking the Silence is all about. It's about healing and creating a sacred space for men and women, and we're talking about men and women. Do you have a gold digger mentality tonight? I'd like to begin with a quote by an unknown author. Whenever there is nurturing, devotional, compassionate, loving, intuitive, or reflective energy, the divine feminine is present. You might feel yourself resisting the expression of certain qualities to meet social approval because we have all been conditioned to do so. Let's talk about it. So ladies and gentlemen, do any of you have a gold digger mentality? Let's talk about it. What's a gold digger? A gold digger is a term for a person, typically a woman, who engages in a type of transactional or financial relationship rather than love. It turns into marriage. If it turns into marriage, it's okay. It's a type of marriage of convenience. The gold digger doesn't have an honest emotional or physical attraction to their partner. Rather, the goal is to enter into a relationship in order to have access to the man's wealth if the gold digger happens to be a woman. But while it's true that anyone can be a gold digger and the gender and age dynamic can vary, the stereotype of a gold digger relationship is that of a young woman who goes after older, richer men. She either waits for the older man to die to inherit his wealth, files for the divorce, and tries to obtain money through legal proceedings, or she will simply stay in the relationship and take advantage of it while providing as little in return as possible. They only appreciate expensive gifts. While your idea of a thoughtful gift might be a bouquet of flowers, guys, or an original poem, these things have no value to a gold digger. They only seem to be happy with gifts that have some significant monetary value. I know men and women that go through that. Their friends are gold diggers. As the old saying goes, you can tell a lot about someone by the company they keep. If all of your partner's friends only date or marry to rich, older partners, that is a good sign that they might be a gold digger. This is a production of WBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Garman. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in at 516-453-9133 Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Again, tonight we're discussing the following question: do you have a gold digger mentality? And we're discussing the traits of a gold digger. They are also immediately and frequently curious about your financial situation. It is normal for people in serious relationships or marriage to want to know the finances of their partners. However, if someone starts to question you about how much you earn and what you have on the in the bank on the first or second, might be a red flag that you're out with a gold digger. And frankly, I've met a few. I've been dating lately. I've met quite a few to ask me finances on the first date. Not good. They never pay. That's the other trait that gold diggers have. Having the ability to pay for things is a nice perk of being wealthy. It is natural to want to spend some money on people that you're attracted to, some people that you love, as with all things in healthy relationships. However, this is a two-way street. If your partner never offers to pay for anything, they might be setting a stage for what the future with them would be like if you got more serious. So what do you guys think about that? About never paying the bill? About a woman that gets into a car with a man she doesn't even know and asks her to take her to dinner and buy her Louis Vuitton handbags and things like that. I'd like to hear what you guys have to say about that. The next trait that a gold digger has is that they're very jealous. A gold digger's main goal is to obtain wealth. They will see any of their friendships or relationships you may have had the threat to their objectives. Pay attention to how the gold digger behaves when you interact with someone else, particularly if they are the same sex as your partner. The gold digger often manipulates others with their sexuality. Gold diggers, by definition, are not looking to work. So they use their charm, their good looks, and sex appeal to get exactly what they want. We have a track next by international DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi. for that music, Brother O. I'm sorry, Dr. O. I got to get used to that. Anyway, tonight I've asked her a question and left it open for discussion. The question is, do you have a gold digger mentality? And we're detailing some of the traits. So please dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. The next trait we're discussing is they are obsessed with status. Gold diggers are obsessed with status. It doesn't mean just usual, just want to be in a specific position. Gold diggers want to be wealthy because it's a means to an end. Their ultimate goal is to have, or at least be seen to have, a high status position in society. Money, they believe, will help them achieve highly sought after status symbols like fame and power. They may have a special distaste for people who have a low status in society, like people experiencing homelessness or sector workers. They look at stuff like that. So they probably wouldn't date a guy that didn't have wealth, which is why I mentioned that first gold digger video that I saw. She just assumed because the guy was in a sweatsuit that he did not have wealth. And when she saw his wealth, well, he just went crazy. The next trait is the ladder climber. A sure sign of a gold digger is they have a string of exes who are progressively wealthier than the previous one. Gold diggers gain access to exclusive clubs and parties with rich partners, which allow them to hunt for an either richer partner. That's when you hear of a woman like some of the stars out there in Hollywood, they marry each other, and the woman or the man might not be a star, but they marry a star, and then they have a certain status that they want to be left only date celebrities at that point. So that's just an example. Another example is that they're out of your league. If you feel that your partner is, for example, better looking than you, and that you are out of, and that they are out of your league, they must be in a relationship for something other than your looks. If you are significantly wealthier than them, there is a chance that they're in a relationship to chase your wealth. Could this be a gold digger mentality for a reason? Why are men becoming passport bros? Could this be a reason? Could this be a reason? All these traits I've listed, could that be a reason why so many men are becoming passport bros? If you haven't come across the term yet, that refers to a breed of men from the United States and the United Kingdom who roam countries in South America, Southeast Asia, Eastern Europe, search of a, quote, traditional woman. Passport bros are men who prefer to date foreign women in other countries. This is because they believe Western women have been influenced by cultural and societal pressures to behave in a certain way. According to statistics, 51% of the males are immigrants who feel this way, and 48% of females are immigrants who feel this way. Now, if men entering into the U.S. are 5,000 times more than the few 10,000 leaving, that would basically solve the imbalance, but that's not true. The fun part is that the majority of passport bros are black men. You heard me. The majority of passport bros are black men. So when doing my research for the show, I discovered that passport bros claim that feminism has corrupted women by convincing them that they can do exactly what men do and deserve and demand the impossible, which is, quote, to be treated as equals. Is this really it, or do we tend not to date men that make less money than us as black women? We have to take a look at that as black women. My perspective, I'm on a couple of dating sites, and I got a lot of pushback from men. Some men out there are quoting Kevin Samuel. Some say they want younger women, women from other countries, because they're friendly, they take their time and take care of their men. They coddle their men. And they see that American women are too independent And it's not appealing to the American black man. I can't say that all black men say this. I can only talk about the ones that I've read about or I have been in contact with. So some of these men are leaving. Some men have obtained wives from other countries. Another thing to note is that a family of three or four can live comfortably in another country on a salary of $40,000 a year. So how do we move forward on this, knowing this? I've been treated like a gold digger. The guys think that I want to go to an expensive restaurant, for example. They'll treat me like I'm a gold digger. Oh, you want to go to this restaurant, and that's really not true. Not necessarily me. I've had men catfish me. I've had men show up dressed not to impress. Waited until we met in person to tell me they have six children. Been approached by several couples looking for me to make a three in their relationship, all the while trying to entice me with money. They are all forms of gold diggers. If we don't heal as women, we're at risk for losing our men and them becoming passport bros. What do you think about that? Men are simply not putting up with the shenanigans of, I'd say, Western women. I think that we as women have to look at what they're looking at as far as not being nurtured and look at, have we replaced nurturance with money, thinking that we can just buy the guy instead of loving him for who he is? Sadly, educated African-American women lead the groups in terms of being unmarried. So there are more unmarried, educated African-American women in the United States than any other group. Some men think that because you swipe right on dating sites that you're a couple, and that's not true. They see what they want to see as men. See, the first question is, how much money do you make and what do you do? It's not, they don't really want to get to know you. So I think that some men have that gold digger mentality as well. This is a product of WBNN. This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Varman, on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We have a track next by international DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi.
I want to be a billionaire so fucking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine. Smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear, the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of Everyday Christmas. Give Travis a wish list. I'd probably pull a Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had shit. Give away a few Mercedes like, yeah, let me have this. And last but not least, grant the body they last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been seeing ghosts, so you can call me Travis Claus, modest a ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit with Katrina hit. And damn sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Right, yeah, what else? A different city every night. Swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Oh,
when I'm a billionaire.
Oh, I'll be playing basketball with the
president, dunking on his delegates. Then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million in the air just for the heck of it, but keep the 520 tidbits completely separate. Yeah, I'll be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I'll probably take whatever's left and just split it up, so everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. And not a single tummy around me would know what hungry was, eating good, sleeping soundly. I know we all have a similar dream. Go in your pocket, pull out your wallet, put it in the air and sing.
I wanna be a billionaire, so fucking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah?
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
this is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Garman. We have caller one in queue. Caller, can you please tell us who you are and where you're calling from? Caller, are you there?
All right, caller. You press the one button. You want to speak to us tonight?
Yes, I think I am. Hi, Mo. This is Valeska, and I'm from Philadelphia,
Hi,
and I'm listening to... How are you? Great show. Great question.
Fine. How are you? Thank you.
I'm good. I just wanted to say that I'm glad that you're stating on the show that gold digging isn't mutually exclusive to just women.
No, it's not.
And that men too are gold diggers. But what I'd like to say, I mean, you had a lot to unpack in that conversation and the statistics that you're giving. But I think that it's so many mixed messages that are out there that now, you know, determining that this person or that person, this woman is a gold digger. But how do they become a gold digger is the situation here. Because societally, we have put it out there that the man is the provider, the man is the peacock, so he wants, you know, this gorgeous woman on his arms. So what does he entice her with? Most men entice you with things.
Right.
And so then it becomes, well, you know, yeah, she wants the things, of course. People want to live above their means or at their means. So I think that most women that they might term gold diggers are usually women that are trying to escape from the rung that they're on.
Mm-hmm.
And most of that rung is coming out of something that is like, you know, a little bit of despair or a lot less than.
Yeah, but some women, like I said in those videos, some of those women were asking for things before the guy even had a chance to even explain or even kind of explain who he was. So I think what you're describing is someone in a mutual relationship where you kind of are wanting to be exclusive with one another, and you know that the guy has money. These people sometimes don't even know that the guy has money and treat them like dirt until they discover that they have money.
I've seen that. I've been on all sides. I've lived in New York and been around people that have been, you know, very wealthy and some that weren't. And that you do see that women oftentimes want, you know, they go after and they're searching for someone that can take them to another plane. And it's usually, you know, based on aesthetics and everything else that comes along with it. And you do have a few women that are like, you know, I have friends that would not talk to someone if they were a certain caliber. And if they had maybe, you know, I mean, maybe he could be a janitor. I mean, maybe. But their idea of that was that I want someone not only they weren't really gold digging, but they're like, you know what, I'm not going back. I'm not going to go out with someone that I have to carry and I have to take and I have to pay for dinner all the time.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be a question I ask a little later. Yeah, because, I actually have had that situation.
I don't know. I think for me, it's a hard call. I mean, you do know there are some. I mean, video. We used to call them video HOEs back in the day, and these girls that were out there jumping, trying to get dudes for money, and you know, wanted to go with all the ball players, and you know, things like that. I mean, I have you know a few family members, but at the time, what were they looking? Yeah, they were gold digging to try to get a you know level up, as it were.
Right. Right.
But there are guys out here that do the same thing. They see you driving in a nice car, you got a Benz, you got money, what are you doing, what's going on? And they want it. They want the same thing.
That's true, and that makes you wonder about this capitalistic society that we live in. It does make you wonder,
everybody
doesn't
it? Yep, everybody wants more. I mean, who doesn't want the next Louis? I see people now. It's like they'd spend $10,000 or $5,000 and for a Chanel bag but won't have rent.
Hello.
So, you know, all the status and the prestige. So you brought that up about women wanting men to buy them this, that, and a third. Well, yeah. But again, I think it's a two-street thing, and it's mixed messages because men that have money want you to know they have money.
I agree. They will
carry
themselves,
and they go after someone that they consider aesthetically pleasing. They then try to give all of these things. And then when you're like, okay, yeah, I want this and I want more, then you become that gold digger. But you usually don't become the gold digger until after the relationship has ended.
Right.
During the relationship, you're not called the gold digger. You're called the woman that I'm impressing, I'm giving, and sometimes most of the time they want to give. So it all becomes, you know, robbery, as they say, what is it, that fair exchange is not robbery?
Okay.
So
I've never heard
you know,
that expression.
You have to think of it in a number of different ways. I don't think it's just straight out. But anyway, I'm not going to take up any more time, but I will talk about those passport bros, too, because I have issue with that.
I bet you do.
I have issue, and I have dialogue with that in a real nuance because it. But anyway, again, let me not talk the whole day on the show. Everybody else, I'm happy that you brought this topic up.
Thank you, Veliska. You have
very,
a great night.
Very provocative, and it should be
Thank
very
you.
Thought-provoking on many levels.
Thank you so much for calling in. You take care. We have a track next by international DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi.
Everybody That's all I need, the keys and guitars. And it's within 30 seconds, I'm leaving tomorrow. Yeah, we leaping across these undefeatable odds. It's like this, man, you can't put a price on a life. Now we do this for the love, so we fight and sacrifice every night. So we ain't gonna stumble and fall, never. Waiting to see, missing the sign of defeat. So we gon' keep everyone moving their feet. So bring back the beat, and then everyone sing.
It's not about the money.
This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Maul Garman. We have caller 2 in queue. Caller, can you please tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Yes, this is Tara Strength. How are you doing, Mo?
All right, how are you, Tara?
I'm doing good. So the comments from your last caller were pretty interesting. And she certainly raised a lot of points that definitely made consideration. When I think about gold diggers, and I've seen some of those videos, you know, what strikes me is the exaggerated level of entitlement. the guy walks up to these women, he sees them, he thinks they're attractive. They don't know that he has an expensive car or whatever. They just see him on the street. And the thing that strikes me is how rude they are when they think he doesn't have anything, you know. They have no problem saying to him, you're not my type, I don't like your clothes, I don't like your shoes, you know, I'm not interested. And then they lie and they say, well, I have a boyfriend and, you know, I'm not available, I'm not interested. So then he says, okay, he walks back to his car, and they see the car. And the first thing they say, is that your car? He's like, yeah, you see me getting into it. And then immediately they change. Like immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now they give their name. You know, they want to get in the car. It's like it's painful to watch. You know, and it's like, what is going on? You know what I'm saying? And then they get in the car with them, and they're running down a list of their demands. You know, they always want to go eat, and they want to go shopping. You know, can we get something to eat, and can you take me shopping? You got the money. Why did I spend it on me? And he's like, I don't even know you. You know, I'm trying to get to know you, and you interested until you find my car. It's the culture of these young women today. It's frightening because it's so superficial. And so when I see that, you know, like when I see that, I just begin to wonder, you know, what is their relationship with their father or their parents? Like, what is going on? You know, because clearly it's hyper superficial, you know. And, I mean, they immediately change. And, of course, he kicks them out the car and he calls them a gold digger or whatever. But they don't care because their thing is, you know, if you don't pay for it, some other man will. Like, what is going on with us to have a mentality like that, you know. And so – And I also agree with the last caller when she was saying, you know, when she was saying she has issue with the men that are leaving. I honestly think it's a response to chauvinism, you know, that the feminine has gotten to this place with the younger people. And I think the bigger issue is when we see the gold digger mentality. Yes, it's not exaggerated as in those videos, but a lot of us have that mentality, and we're in these relationships because we really don't know what our role is with each other because we don't understand each other. you know, we really don't understand. Right. So, yes, the belief is the masculine is supposed to provide and protect. But what does the feminine do? You know, what is her job? Like the men, we have to go out and become something. Because, you know, there are women who've accepted a guy who was broke, but most women, unfortunately, won't even talk to a guy if he doesn't have any money or doesn't live with his mom and hasn't demonstrated, not if she supposedly is of some quality or stature, she won't even talk to him. But men talk to broke women all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have this whole go ahead.
Women are supposed to nurture and uplift. I think there was a commentator on one of those sports shows. I forget his name. He's a guy, and he was downtrodden, and he wasn't working, and he married a woman that believed in him.
She uplifted
him, and now he's a multimillionaire on TV. So that's what I mean.
Yes.
That's not a gold digger. I don't think she was a gold digger. She genuinely loved
him.
No,
not at all. Not at all.
And now they're enjoying the wealth together.
Yes, and of course, not everybody is that way, but unfortunately, it appears we're seeing too much, and not only in the black community, we're just seeing too much of this, and it's impacting our women. You were quoting some stats earlier in our communities. Like, we gotta get ourselves together and really heal, because it's all this rage and punishment going on from what we didn't get. You know, when men or women are like that, that's what it's about. You know, I mean, it's just frightening. Like, you know, you hear women say, well, you know, men are like that too. But the question is, how would you feel if your sons running, how do you feel about your sons running into women like that? Or if your son is dating a woman that's like that, how do you feel about that? You know, how do you feel about that? You know, how do I feel if my son dates somebody, or if my daughter dates a man that's like that and doesn't value? We have got to become a lot less superficial. It is about more ultimately, you know. So I just want to give my 2 cents on that. But certainly, I mean, it's certainly, I'm glad you're bringing this up, and it's certainly a topic that merits a discussion for sure. So that's my 2 cents. Great show, Mo. Great show.
Thanks. Brother O, did you want to add anything to this conversation?
Well, yeah, of course. You know, you got Tara Strength and I, two of America's, you know, famed, you know, eligible bachelors. Now, let me explain something. I'm keeping Tara on the line right now. And all the women out there, you know what time it is. Anyway, now, of course, I'm a world traveler. And I was at the St. Louis International Airport. And I have a battery pack that I keep in my bag, right? But I wasn't able to get to my battery pack, okay? So I asked a young lady. You know, she was fine and all that, whatever. But it wasn't about that. I wasn't even trying to deal with her like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't care about how she was aesthetically pleasing. I needed something, okay? And I needed help. So I asked her, similar to what you were talking about in, you know, that video. Hey, excuse me, miss. Is it possible I'm trying to, you know, my phone is down. And right now my battery pack, you know, I got to get everything together. Is it possible for me to use your phone? So she looked at me like, no, I'm cool. No, you can't use my phone. No problem. So, you know, I got myself together. It took me about 5 minutes to get my battery pack together, and my phone started to charge. So I got on my phone. Now, you know, she didn't see all the elegance that I have. You know what I mean? You know, I, whatever was going on in her mind, I think she was going through something, but I really don't care about that. I just want to use the phone. So I got my Louis Vuitton, you know, attaché case, and I'm pulling it, blah, 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 blah. And I get to, you know, to where we dock to go into the plane, right? Now, she's one of, one of the young ladies got to wait to get on the plane. I'm traveling business first class. Only me and another Asian man were in line. Call my name up, Josie. I come up, you know what I mean, I'm in business first class, talking to this Asian brother. Now, she see me. Now, her mouth is open. Oh, this man must have a little bit of money. No, you corny. You know, I'm so – please don't apologize. Man, please don't – I don't know you. So you ain't got to apologize to me. I don't know you. I mean, you made the mistake to think that all I wanted – I don't want to talk to you. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, now I'm being abrasive because that's who I am. I'm petty as fuck. Yeah. So now I'm saying, you know, I got women back home look better than you. All I want to do is use your phone. You get out my face, please, before I call security. Matter of fact,
wow.
Security, what's going on? This lady is bothering me. You know what I mean? So TSA ended up taking her away as a threat.
Oh, my God.
You don't know
God.
Who you're messing with, bro. Like, stop. Don't talk to me. You said I didn't need to use your phone. Now you're trying to apologize. No, I don't want to get out of my face. Now you're a security threat. Because I'm just trying to lay back, man. You know what I mean? Get back to California, first class, lay back with champagne. You know what I mean? Like Ric Flair. And I told her, similar to Ric Flair. And I was really being real abrasive. And I know I had to really calm down. But, hey, Terrence, you would love this. Think about the Ric Flair. I spent more money last year on spilt liquor than your paycheck. I'm gone.
You're so funny.
But you know what? That's an example. That's an example of what I'm talking about. It's a mentality that we really have to look at that really concerns me. It's the mentality of our young people. They're, you know, it's almost like a prostitute mentality. You know, if you're going to be with me, you got to bang. Like what is this? You know, you got to be with me. You got to pay. I got to pay. And then they're running down. They're running down. They say, listen, I'm going to give you the one girl told the guy, I'm going to give you a deal instead of charging you 10 grand, only $5,000. You give me $5,000 for you to be with me. Like it's crazy. We just really have to look at this. I mean, these are our children. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's just crazy, you know, and so.
You know, and it's crazy. You know what's crazy, Terrence, that we got to get there. Because now I don't know what you're about. You come to me and I'm in line to get on my plane, like, apologizing. No, who are you? Now I'm really treating you intellectually like you treated me, but you're ratchet. Now I'm coming at you like
right.
Who you want. Because I don't know
right.
you. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to use your phone because I need to use a phone to call back and make sure my family is okay. So now you're doing too much. Like, get the fuck out my face, bro. Like, bye. Like, peace. Yeah. Oh, wow. Security. And she was like, damn. So everybody's looking, all the girls like, oh, man, who is this brother? Man, I'm Dr. Ngozi, man. Like, stop playing, man. Leave me alone. Like, I'm going to say something else, too, before I go into track. And thank you, Terrence. I love you, man. And, you know, when I'm out there in those streets, man, the people that, you know, I travel back and forth, if I don't know you, you're goofy. You're goof-ass to me. Leave me alone. I'm talking, and you know who I'm talking to. The person that you probably listening right now because you're probably ear hustling. If I don't know you, leave me alone, okay? Because that mentality that Mo's talking about is dangerous. Another thing, too, Mo, I want to bring this up to people's attention, too. And this is something I always believe. If you're out in public, and you know there's a danger, you and your lady is in danger, right? And you say, hey, Mo, let's get out of here. I think we need to leave. No, I want to be out here, blah, blah, blah. No, did you hear what I said? Like, I feel
right.
something, and we need to get out of here. And she's going back and forth with you. You need to leave that girl. Make sure she gets an Uber home. Leave her right where she stands because that girl will get you killed. A woman that can't listen to effective, you know, instruction when it comes down to danger on these streets will get you killed. So recognize that, like Mo already talked about already, you know, those warning signs, those red flags. If you can't listen to my instruction as a man that love you, I will get you an Uber XL and luxury and take you home. And don't call me no more. And now we're going to get to the next track. And I don't know, you know, Major, sing, girl.
Find another world inside my mind.
Breaking the silence, and I'm your host, Mo Garman. We have caller 3 in queue. Caller, can you please tell me who you are? Tell us all who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, peace. This is the Magic Man. How you doing, Mo?
Hey, honey, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. Was hoping to chime in on what you're talking about. First of all, we as men are givers by nature. That's the way that we come. And the way that we're designed by Mother Nature and Father Time. And women are receivers. So it's naturally for us to want to provide and do all the things that we're supposed to do as a call of nature. Now, women being the receivers that they are, I'm not going to speak about the gold diggers out here because there are a lot of opportunities out here, right? But I'm talking about the ones that are good women out here. And me as a father, I don't want my daughter, faithfully, my daughter, right? I don't want my daughter to be aligning herself up with a guy that's not able to do what we're supposed to do naturally as men, which is to provide and protect. I mean, we are naturally hardwired this way. And speaking on behalf of myself, you know, I come hardwired this way. You know, wanting to provide and protect the women that's in my life, be it my daughter or the women that I'm involved with. So I definitely want to take time to chime in. And also, I'm one of the hosts here at WBNN. Stay tuned for the next advancement, No More Time for Lessons, as me and Jeffrey the Light Knight Saunders will be getting it on and tackling a much avoided subject, which is sexual energy, similar to what you're speaking about tonight, but on a different level. What is it that makes us want to engage in such activities? And to me, no, it's not dirty or perverted, but, you know, some people have taken that to mean it's dirty and perverted, and it's nothing like that at all. But we're going to have a great time. That'll be October 19th, okay?
Okay. Thanks so much for calling in, Hooney, and thank you very much for your comments. You made a very good point. You know, not every woman is a gold digger, and yes, men are supposed to be the providers. Not really supposed to, but that's what they're engineered to do. They're hardwired for that, and women are hardwired to receive. So, point well taken. We have caller 4 in queue. Caller, can you please tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
I am alumni of this network, Tina Storm from Joliet, Illinois, just coming in to chime in because I was late to the broadcast due to life be life and I be adulting, but I came in and I heard Brother Ngozi saying that, you know, if things aren't working out, he'll put you in an Uber and send you home safely, and I salute that because I am the only daughter that my parents had. They had two boys and fostered.
Thank you, Gina.
Thank you,
Gina. That's all. You know, I got to say something also. I'm keep Gina on because I can't wait for y'all guys to vibe. You know me. I can't shut up. You know, it is what it is. I pay the bills. I like what Honey Bakatoon said about his daughter.
Yes.
Fathers, okay, similar to what Tara said, it's all about rearing the right individual. You cannot be an effective parent if, like, you're not an effective adult. Thank you, Gina, talking about I be adulting. So when you be adulting, you will train your daughter to where, no, I'm not going to accept the foolishness out here. I have a standard, and that's different. That type of standard is a man that's going to love and protect me so I can give the best of me, not the gold-digging mentality. I love what Honey Bakatoon just said. If we raise our daughters, I don't have a daughter, thank God. But I don't want no more kids. Okay, I got a son, and he's doing great things. But the point is, and, you know, shout out to my daughter-in-law, right, who was raised right. Now, no, my daughter-in-law didn't have a father in her life. I'm her father in her life. And I praise God that her mother allowed me to be that way, so we're all family. Got my point? We're all family. So she right. knows what she wants, and I train my, you know, my son in the way he should go to treat his woman like a flower in a garden. Yes, you make sure that flower is fed. Make sure that flower is watered so that way she can bring forth fruit, which means a good mind, good purpose, and to have good understanding, which will be when they're married, to have outstanding children, to be able to understand the same ways in righteousness. Righteousness don't mean about no religion. Righteousness is doing the right thing when no one's watching. Man, I'm the good doctor.
So much for your comments, Brother O. Back to our conversation. I think that some women think there's nothing wrong with them when we as women have come from bad parents and broken marriages. Some of us, like Tara Strength was mentioning, some of us are entitled and think and don't want to read or do anything to get better, let alone go to therapy. Some of us lack healing from trauma and don't believe that we need the therapy. I know someone personally who's not speaking to their father right now because he won't pay her bills. Right. You heard me. They don't want life to be hard. So I'm sorry, Gina, you're still on. Is there any other comment that you need to make? I'm sorry, sweetheart.
I am. I just feel like everything that's been said speaks to who I am as a person because, I'm my parents' only daughter. I grew mm-hmm. up with two biological brothers and 12 who were adopted or fosters. They have some old cousins, neighborhood friends, classmates, you name it. They lived in a broken home, in a violent home, or a one-parent home, and they wanted to have a mother and father. Well, they were so attracted to the energy that came from my household. They became my siblings, but they never got a girl. Okay. So I'm the only female child that my parents had. And I'm grateful and thankful for my mom, my dad, my grandparents, my aunts and uncles, and my brothers. I used to call them the Dammit Brothers, and then I had to just call them the Brooks Brothers, like the clothing line, and say that I was blessed to have these brothers who would champion for me, support me, look out for me, and watch over me, and make sure that I didn't make poor choices. Anything that I did that wasn't in agreement with my family, and to be honest with you, a lot of people won't say it, but I will, because I'm a truth teller and a storyteller. If I made a decision on my own without the counsel of my family and the people who love and support me, I made a mistake. So I'm just here to let y'all know that it's a necessity. We can still plaque. We're still strong. We're still women. We are whatever we were born to be. But a necessity is having a structure and a family unit or friends. It could even be people in your community that uplift and uphold you, and they got your back. Because I always look at celebrities when they in the news for bad things. I'm like, where your people at? I know who my people are, and I'm humbled and grateful for that.
For your comments, Gina. You have a great evening. We have a
Thank you.
A track next by international DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi.
Yeah. this is 1 + 9. Got me thinking that it might be real this time. After a while I began to see you were faker than a plastic tree. Taking everything I let you take from me. On a 9 foot 2, trip to Vegas and an ocean cruise. That would have been cool except I was not there with you.
You were with some other dude.
See, it's the only thing you want is fame. There ain't no way that you can take my name. But trust me, baby, I can think of one for you.
This is Breaking the Silence, and I'm your host, Mo Garman. We have caller 5, I believe, in the queue. Can you please tell us who you are and where you're calling from?
Yo,
caller,
this
there?
Is Clever One, One Half for the Booze Brothers. Represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. Where the chicks behind
Hi.
The counter at the Chinese store down Broad and every know how to talk hood rat. What's good?
How you doing, Clev?
Oh, I'm chilling tonight. What's going on with you, Mo?
Nothing. Just having a nice conversation with everybody about gold diggers.
Yeah, you're talking about gold digging, huh?
Yeah.
Well, is it okay if Clev One tap in about that?
Absolutely.
Well,
take it away, Clev.
I'm just going to say this in regards to the gold digging, where you know, people got to understand that this gold digging, no matter what kind of form it comes in, it's a mild form of prostitution, I'd say. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, you're kind of deceiving the man, you know what I'm saying, to kind of attract him good enough and close enough for him to come out his pocket some kind of way in your benefit, which may require some type of sexual preferences or advancements. You know, not all the time. You know what I mean? Some women can do it real good where they allow the man to think that he may have some advancements. You know what I'm saying? And then before
right.
you know it, it's, woo! You know what I'm saying? They did the pussy magic on him. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry about that word, but you know what I'm saying. You know, made it disappear. You know, waved it around in his face like a rabbit out of the hat, and then a rabbit just jumped right back in. You know what I'm saying? Something like that, you know. Now, the whole thing about it is this. Again, you know, where these are the traits of a Jezebel, no matter how you look at it, because, again, if you're gold digging and if you got any intentions on spending a man's money with a tentative motive or not, you know, your intentions is the money, or you need some type of sponsorship in out of your situation. You got to make your mind up. Either you're I'm every woman independently, or you need a sponsor. You know what I'm saying? In your life. You need lifelines.
Right.
On how to be a millionaire. Which one is it? That's an oxymoron. You see what I'm saying? So
yes.
So the whole thing about it is, you know, the wants and needs and the desires that we have as human beings, I believe that women kind of fall into these things based on the fact that they know men are supposed to be the providers. So they kind of fall into the lean of that and take advantage of that and say, oh, well, gimme, gimme, gimme. You're a man. You're supposed to offer me things. You're supposed to be a gentleman. You're supposed to go, oh, buy me a drink. You know what I mean? Hey, not even how you doing. You don't even know my damn name. We at Dollar Night. It don't matter. We at Dollar Night or wherever we at. You know what I'm saying? Having a good time. If I come slot in, you know, Claire, one might slot in on them like a Soul Train or something. You know what I mean? Oh, hey, can you buy me a drink? Well, damn, can you ask me how I'm doing or what's my name first before you're asking me for shit? Excuse me. But, you know what I'm saying, where these are ill-mannered behaviors, lewd behaviors, and it's ill-mannered intention. You know what I'm saying? Where allow the man to offer you things. You know what I mean? Because if you go digging, that means you being a minion and you trying to find a man. That's the other way around. You see what I'm saying? No matter how you doing it, whether you wait for a man to come around and then start asking them for money, or all of a sudden you need, oh, can you cash at me $50? I forgot to pay my phone bill when I just met you Tuesday. How you just so managed to forget to pay for something soon as you meet me and you need cash apps and all that. You see what I'm saying? So these are all the traits. First of all, and ladies, trust and believe, no matter how much of a diva you think you is, that is fiend behavior, if you didn't know that. That is fiend behavior. No matter how good you think you look, no matter what kind of job you got and what you think you can get out of a man, this is that. You're being a fiend. You're being like a prostitute. Or you're being like a showgirl, like a stripper, a dancer. You know what I mean? You're jingling for jingles. You're jingling for jingles. You know what I'm saying? You're changing your clothes for change. So that's what I got. Clever One got that for the gold diggers. You know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One. One half for the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your homeboy just got kicked out of his side chick crib because he caught on to a gold digger and he ain't had enough bread. Check your satellites.
Thank you for that, Clev. Final note I'd like to say, regardless of gender, if you get a weird vibe about someone, die on your money, listen to your gut. Gold digging is on the rise on the dating scene, whether it's the girl who uses men for fine dining or the guy who falls in love for money. It doesn't matter. It's crappy behavior. If you get the feeling that someone just wants money, kick them to the curb. It's no way to move through life. Now it's Ningozy time.
Have to wait at the gate. I could have checked in the five-star palace and would have got the whole floor for myself. And if I really, really, really wanted to print my own money with my own face in my own state,
like Prince the King,
living like a king, but my heart said for just something a little better. Don't settle for whatever, just wait for someone that can bring me everything I want and need. Oh, a dollar every time I heard a yes, I would be. But I settle for whatever. Talking one for every day of the week. Even my Mondays would have been crazy and stayed the same up to Friday. I mean, I really, really, honestly and true, could have been someone you love to hate, but it's okay.
Girl, I'm not that brave.
Cause every time I try to be something, devil telling me for something just a little better. Don't settle for whatever, just can bring me everything I want and need. I look for every time I heard a yes, baby. Ooh, but I settle for whatever, long as I can get with you.
I'll settle for a thing.
Oh,
and I'll think about it, baby.
Oh,
usually I don't give an editorial a lot, but I'm going to put that Dr. Ngozi thing to the side. Now you're going to hear from Lonnie Beverly, the name I was born with, my mom and pop. Because you know it's Lonnie time, I'm going to say what I got to say. Now, gold digging, it's a mental condition. It's something wrong with you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like the good Tony Martin said, if you raise children right, including men, they'll be able to, you know, radar what's going on in their life. They'll be able to say, that don't feel right. I don't think that's going to be, you know, what I want to do. And women, you know, let's be better. Let's be better. You know, the African American is still the laughing stock of the world. They don't think that we're intelligent. They don't think, yeah, we're marketable for the man's money. And that's it. And that's sad in itself. And we need to get back to where we are because we need to be stronger. I always say, even in parenting, parents, do you know where your children are right now? Having this year a Dr. Martin Luther King twerkathon on his birthday in Atlanta. We shouldn't even have the guts to do these type things. And something is wrong with us. Something, you know, we got to get this together. Our kids, I see kids out there don't even look like they're loved just, it's always happy to be nappy, but good God, I'm talking about unkept. How do you let your kid go out the house with M bars going down his neck? That means that even if he's, you know, trying to grow whatever he's trying to grow, take him to the barbershop and shake that back of the neck up. And I'm going to tell you something. It's the failure of the single mothers now, because now the single mothers are not taking, hey, you need to go, you need to fix this. Okay? You got single mothers out there, and praise God for them, for trying to raise their kids without, you know, a derelict father. I'm going to go to the fathers in a minute. Let's get back to the 70s and 80s where you took charge. Hey, you look like shit. Go take a bath. Go fix yourself up. Why you look dirty? So when you come out in the rest of the world, you look like you're unkept and unloved. Fathers, you plant the seed in these young ladies. Now listen, is it the sex? Got a big booty? Pussy bomb? Okay. You want to lay down? And then you don't wear a condom, so you nut up. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. Because when when you make love or have sex with anyone, you're taking on that person's spirit. You don't know what you're doing. You're causing havoc in our communities. And coming up with kids like Dr. J says a lot of times, and Winnie Buckerton says, you know, these kids are not born out of love and concern and care. Let's get back to our communities, man, to where we love us enough and stop living just enough for the sit tie. Now, before I go into my regular Ngozi time, we gotta stand up. So I'm gonna go back to Capital Time. I'm gonna go back to, you know, Morgan Heritage, because we gotta get this together. And then I'll come back with Ngozi time. And then Mo Garman will end our show. Stop the nonsense. Stop the intellectual violence. Why, yo?
And it's a life when I promote the eyes of level. So when I burn them evil concepts, we have to get to the destruction to the humanity. So what I say? What do you want to know now? Hey, check this, jump. Jaja city, Jaja town, them want to turn it in a cold white town. We don't look on low. Jaja city, Jaja town, them want to turn it in a dead man town. Oi, them think them is the ultimate, yo, but them no reach nowhere yet. Oi, them get caught in the internet. A society, I tell me them a intellect, them promote too much debt. We don't look on low. Jaja city, Jaja town, them want to turn it in a cold and it's in a cold white town. Hi, Mark of Jefferson. Love is the only solution. Can stop a revolution. The freedom is decision. From war and illusion. Love is the only solution. And can stop a revolution. The freedom is decision. From war. Peter Tosh rise and gone on them think we did done. Jacob Miller rise and gone them think we did done. Garnet Silk him rise and gone, but look ya, Morgan family come rise. How many rise you are uprising, Hitler rise. How many rise you is uprising, Lucian arrive. How many rise you is uprising, Rastafari can we go we come, Mali children rise. How many rise you there uprising, Templeton rise. And David Oshu is uprising, would you rise? How many rise you is uprising, Rastafari riots is and come with liberation, boy. Whoa, chant, boy. Rasta man, chant, boy. Whoa, chant, boy.
Mr. Moon, never go get the engine or tomorrow. Cut them now, praise the non today. Never go reach Mount Zion. Cut them now, still a CIA. In China tomorrow, God them not praise the none today. Never go reach Mount Zion. God them not still a see I way. Yo,
this is a fire. The yard of the
see the emperor, the lion of Judah, he is the conqueror. Yehoshua is return, Javaya must burn.
Yeah, we sing.
Come to Zion we go. And I can't move slow, no. Rastafari rules and reigns, and we're going where the green grass grows. Oh, well, on to Zion we go. And I can't move slow, no. Repatriation is a must, and we're going where the blessings flow. We are blood and fire warriors, fighting to set the captive free. Pointing souls on to Zion. Give your heart for your kingdom, yeah. Oh, ye righteous ones, oh come now. Way, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jaja, you're truly great, and you abide can see. Hey. That you spread your blessings all over me. I, Jaja, you're truly great, and you I can see that you spread your blessings all over me. Boy, it's a treatment, it's a treatment. Yaga yo, yaga, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
till you get the treatment. The train me now blow, won't you blow my way? Send some blessing today. It's like a natural mystic blowing through the air, and you feel it if you are aware. Jaja love is in my heart, and I grant it to my brethren today. Teach them every bit that he say. You are truly great, and their eyes can see, yeah, that you spread your blessings all over me.
All bad parents, try your love. And listen, all the folks out there that have not really supported Mo Garman, you need to be ashamed of yourself. This young lady has the strength, the caliber, intelligence, and the congratulations to Mo Garman on her 7th WBNN All-Time Connection record. With the Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late great Hall of Famer, I'm so proud of Mo Garman. You know, a lot of times, you know, we have a lot of hosts on here who are superstars, and they get championships like it's water. But to me, it's the ones that still strive and do their things in spite of those championships. And they come to work every month or sometimes every week like Dr. J and see their commitment. That's why this championship to me tonight, I'm more prouder than all the other championships because Mo comes to work. And she'll get caught up in that. A lot of times with WBNN hosts, how can you glean? You only can glean unless you come on and be a part of everybody's shows to learn from each other. Teamwork, you know the rest. Makes the, you know the rest. Proud of Mo Garman tonight and happy for us in almost 11 years of the one and only Beverly Nation started on the 4th of February, 2013. All the hosts that come down the pike to be great on purpose. We're off tomorrow. Yes, we'll be back on Sunday with the pace setter, our anchor, the 2022 WBNN Overall Host of the Year, the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence winner, Dr. Chinchilla J. and News Forum. 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on the one and only Beverly Nation, of course. WBNN has advertisers to Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. I can't wait to stop saying that. You know what? If you don't know what, you know, what it was before, that's your ass. So I'm going to stop saying it. X. Okay? Ola Dele Malay with Gozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Ola Dele Malay goes to my aunt gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer. Dr. Ola Dele Malay when Gozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in All Force Radio, supporters on a constant basis. You know why? Because my hosts are the best in the world. And if you don't believe it, kiss my whole entire black ass. Mo Garman, take us home.
I'd like to end with a quote by an author, and thank you for your words, by the way, Dr. Ngozi. A woman's loyalty is tested when her man has nothing. A man's loyalty is tested when he has everything. I'll see you all in 4 weeks, November 3rd, right here on WBNN, and I'll be interviewing Dr. St. John, and we'll be discussing his book, Healing the Wounds of Childhood. Have a good night, everybody.